It's 523 here on downtown at Seasons Main Street, Bangor, Quality Jewelers Broadcast Studios. Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you every week by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead Restaurant. Crossroads Beverage Company, located at 66 Main Street in Newport, right behind Rite Aid and just off the Moosehead Trail. Eric Meehan in studio with us as always, and this time around, we've been talking about cooking with wine, and this week we shift to cooking with beer, and it looks about three kinds of amazing.
Yeah, I had no idea that I was doing my best to make Brian feel bad about moving on, and yeah. I'm very happy for him. Obviously, we're good friends at Bangor Wine and Crossroads with everybody over at that amalgamation of stations. I brought brownies.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And you brought the family,
and apparently
too.
I brought
Look
my family.
This.
Yes, they're here to join me. We're doing The Intercept. My wife is moving on to teach yoga to people at Machias Savings Bank. She's talking about yoga in the workplace.
Is she doing the aerial yoga tonight?
No, I think she's doing the terrestrial yoga tonight. But and I am intercepting the children and bringing them home and making some food later.
After a little beer and brownies.
After a little beer.
They're not going home, right?
No, these are staying here. There's some at home for them.
He stopped by for some courting.
Yes, exactly.
I like
but
that. That's
I
very
think
nice.
I think we're good. But yeah, so yeah, again, yeah, so we've been talking about cooking, and we will be continuing to talk about cooking with alcoholic beverages, right? Because so many of us are now into cooking because of things like the cooking networks and, Anthony Bourdain's books and things like that, you know? For myself, I mean, last week I shared my first cooking with alcoholic beverage story of the salmon and the red wine, which was disastrous. And we talked about the wine Sauterne and things like that. And so I really wanted to take this month to talk about all the different things that we carry at both stores. And, of course, we're not just a wine store. Obviously, craft beer is a huge, huge part of our business and our interest as well. My wife and I really sort of bonded in upstate New York over Omegang Brewery. We met at the Glimmerglass Opera, and Omegang is brewed in Cooperstown, and that's one of the first important American craft brews. And so, yeah, beer is definitely part of my personal home canon, and as well as, of course, our store's things. So what I decided to do is today we're going to talk about Left Hand Nitro Stout. And we talked a little bit about Nitro Stout with my beer club last month when we were talking about closures. So this is one of the more interesting closure methods out there, and I just kind of wanted to chat about that before we delve into the brownies. But, yeah, so Left Hand is one of the more important, I would say, and more dynamic craft brewers on the American craft beer scene. They've been around since the early 2000s, and they have created what we're drinking tonight. So this is a Nitro Stout. Now, there's a couple of Nitro beers out on the market, and a couple were just introduced, but I would say that the first was probably that Guinness pub style stout, mm-hmm. which had that little widget in there and the Boddingtons and things like that. So a bunch of British ales that we're trying to simulate, again, things that coming off draft, you know, a nice, drawing a nice pint or something like that. And those did pretty well. I would say they simulated it pretty well. These guys at Left Hand, so these guys are out of Longmont, Colorado. I think I'm getting that right. These guys came up with, it looks like a normal 12-ounce beer bottle with a normal cap, but if you do what they call a hard pour, so 180-degree pour, boom, it starts to have that beautiful sort of cascading waterfall effect that you see in the beautiful, drawn pints that you get. So these guys really did a fantastic job, again, talking about my wife is a huge craft beer fan as she walks into the studio, and she adores this beer. This is, you know, it's a stout that has a soft touch. It's very creamy and beautiful, and we can sample it now if we'd like.
Oh, if we have to.
If we have to. And I didn't know my kids were going to come into the studio. My kids are now in the studio. I promise you that there are brownies waiting for you at home, and you can split daddy's right now. but if Rich, you'd be good enough to hand out the rest of the brownies.
Yes,
but yeah,
yes.
So yeah, left hand, as I said, just a really, really nice. They make everything very, very well. And if you're a fan of a nice, you know, everyday stout, not one of these hugely alcoholic imperial, you know, can only have half a bottle sort of thing, I highly, highly recommend this beer.
This is the best day of my life.
Well, there you go.
This is delicious.
I mean, you know, what more can I say except it's the best day of his life? I feel like that happens a lot. I feel really good. Every time I come in here, you really...
Well,
you.
I was telling Rich before you got here, I wanted to take you on as family, if you don't care. If you're into that. I don't have many left, so I
no,
get space.
Cool. Well, I suppose we need to talk about why you don't have many left, and if that's maybe a reason I should reconsider.
He just wants to be Crazy Uncle Ryan.
There's certainly a room for that, absolutely. And then, so what we've done today in terms of the cooking aspect is that I found a very, very good stout brownie recipe, and I had every intention of making it, and then I didn't because life. So what I did is I bought a box of Ghirardelli Chocolate Supreme, and I replaced the water with the nitro stout, and I replaced the oil with butter, because butter.
That's right.
And that's what we have here today. So we have these beautiful Ghirardelli Chocolate Supreme brownies made with nitro stout, and I haven't tasted them yet, but again, since it's the best day of Ryan's life, I got to figure we did pretty okay.
Let's go ahead and say that I do set the bar awfully low on a daily basis, so
well,
I mean,
so
you're still doing well, but like,
all right.
You know, no back patting.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. No,
but
right. No,
but
that's
Tuesday's
fair.
The best day
we'll
of our
that.
Week. Every,
we'll work on that.
Every Tuesday.
But yeah, so tasty brownies and, you know, beer, again, you know, as this is sort of our beer week, I do, well, right now there is a pork shank in Allagash Triple in my house that's been going for about 8 hours. Beer is, I mean... If you think about it, I mean, the base is malt, right? It's grains, and so you get, depending on the style of beer, just a wonderful richness to whatever you put it into. And so I highly recommend, as we're going to be for the rest of this month, you know, really, really looking into recipes with beer. If you have to braise something,
I do braise it
in beer.
I do a beef stew with beer, braised
there you
beef.
Go.
It's wonderful.
It's tremendous stuff, you know. So I highly recommend. I'm sure I'm stealing, you know, Tim Bissell's thunder doing the beer, but check it out. And also do remember, as the, you know, the shameless plug part of this, that we do beer at both of our stores. We're not just wine and cheese, and you know, we have a tremendous selection of great craft beers, and as I said, you know, they're near and dear to my wife and my heart. You know, it's tasty stuff.
And much like the wine, too, the expertise and the knowledge and the ability to offer information about the beers.
We try to do that.
It's great.
We try to do that as well. But, you know, beer is really interesting. I love beer because it's much more crowdsourced. It's much, you know, it's much harder. I hate to say this out loud. To BS the public. There is so much information from... people who have sort of come through the ranks and people trust them. Wine is still, people don't necessarily trust reviewers. They don't trust, there's an innate level of, you know, maybe, I don't know the reasons. There's probably a myriad, but beer is really fun because there's no nonsense with people. You can't fool them, and that's great. They, you know, there's a confidence in the beer buyer that I really respect, and it's wonderful to see.
This is fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We do fabulous.
Although the brownies, that's the thing. It's like you have a bite of the brownie and it tastes... I mean, I know it's smooth because it's a nitro, but all the hints of the sweet that are sort of sitting behind the below the surface, you get all that.
So good.
So good.
Also, tastings this week, which is the second Wednesday and the third Friday, because that's how this month works out, but the second Wednesday at Bangor Wine and the third Friday at Crossroads. So we'll be doing 5 to 8 tomorrow and then 5 to 7 at Crossroads. On Friday, because next week is Boheme Crazy Week. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go get your tickets. There's some like in the balcony, I think. But yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm getting actually really excited, strangely.
As you should be. And by the way, if you're out and about, to stop by your local newsstand or any place they sell newspapers and magazines and grab yourself a copy of the latest Down East and read all about
That's
Eric
right.
in there as well.
And I'll be in the Bangor Daily early next week. Thank you, Emily, for doing that interview. And then Maine Magazine sometime this summer for both my beautiful wife and I.
Wow.
Crazy press time.
That's awesome.
The downtown bump, sir.
It is real and it's spectacular.
Undeniable.
Thanks, Eric.
Be well.
And thanks, Christine, as well. It is, of course, every Tuesday we do it, Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor, right between Fiddlehead and Brahma Grill, and Crossroads Beverage Company, 66 Main Street in Newport, right behind Rite Aid, just off the Moosehead Trail. It's 5:33. Still to come on Downtown, our friend Dennis Price with the Entertainment Report. Today's calendar, tweets of the day, and our good, bad, and ugly. You've got Downtown on the Pulse, WZON.